Welcome to
episode 36
of the Perth Podcast. We're back again.
Woohoo!
And we've recorded like three times in a week. That is unheard of.
It's getting pretty mental.
Yeah, I know. And you have to edit all. I don't have to touch it.
So,
so sarcastic. You love it.
You can pick up some of the slack.
Yeah, there's people in the room. We should probably talk to them. We are joined today by...
My name's Fraser. I'm the current president of Perth Barracks and one of the founding members.
You had to think about that for a
minute. I did, yeah.
And yourself?
I'm Claire. I'm the goalkeeper for Perth Barracks.
Goalies! And?
And I'm Rory Fleming, the coach of the Perth Barracks.
Sorry about that. No, they're a good bunch. We were there. We'll get into that. No, and welcome to the studio, guys. How you doing? So, here we are, episode 36. Mm-hmm. Should we play the music?
We probably should.
Play the music. So the Perth Parrots, we have visited, we have almost played but didn't, because I didn't want to make a complete fool of myself.
There was no danger of me playing.
We should have done that actually, we'll get you back next week, we'll record it again.
Film me playing or just record the swearing?
Yeah. No, just watch.
Oh, right, okay. Like, I don't mean people swearing at me.
Give me the ball back, you're not getting it back. Perth Parrots is a sports ball team of some description and we're going to let the people in the room tell us all about it.
It's always better.
Yeah. Fire in.
I always get in trouble when we talk about what it is. I always say it's like ice hockey without the ice, but then I get told, but nobody will know what that means.
What do you think it is?
I mean, probably, so that's a really good description. I always say it's like hockey, but it's a bit more a five-a-side hockey. Kind of like, you know, remember foosball and like football? Like Ronaldinho and that, when that all came out and that was a big thing. I would say it's more...
With more fighting
and more skill than normal hockey, but I don't know.
How would you describe it?
Yeah, ice hockey without the ice or the violence. And yeah, just a bit more like five-a-side football. You know, it's got the positioning sort of style of that. And with a stick.
And a bit of fun as well, hopefully. None of you mentioned fun. You should...
It's all about the competition.
Oh, right.
It's all about the fun.
Most people will have played Unihawk at some point in their adolescence. I played it with the Boys Brigade. Most people play it at school. They play with a plastic puck rather than a ball. We play with the ball. So it's a keeper and five out players, but you can have a team of up to 20. You play in a rink, so again, sort of an homage to its origins of ice hockey. You don't play with skates, you don't have to be good at skating or turn up with a pair of gym shoes.
Thank goodness for
You have a floorball stick, which is quite a light plastic stick. It's not as heavy as maybe a shinty stick or a hockey stick. You can use both sides of it, and it's a really fun and inclusive sport.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Plastic stick, so can't do a lot of damage with that, can
you? You'd be surprised.
Charge.
We have actually met Becky.
The interview, baby.
Yeah, you want to hear it then?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm a member of the Perth Parrots.
Hi, Rebecca. So, how long have you been involved with Perth Parrots, and how did you get involved with Perth Parrots?
I saw that they had a taster on Facebook. And I went to join, I think, I would like to say late February, so about 3 months.
Can't help but notice the accents. Where are you from and what brought you to Perth?
So originally I'm from Sweden, but I've always wanted to live in Scotland and I managed to find an au pair job here. So that's what brought me here. And I'm very happy about that choice.
Tell us a bit about the Parrot Social. So have you been along and have you enjoyed it and what kind of things do they do?
Yeah, so we put on a lot of stuff. Most recently, I went to the foot golf, which was this past week, and it was great fun because you get to know all of the members of the club that you don't really get to speak to, and we just get along and have a great time.
Who would you say Perth Parrots is for?
I would say it's for anyone who likes to exercise and wants to try a new sport, because floorball isn't that big here in Scotland. So anyone who wants to try something new and get new friends.
And for anyone who's wanting to try something new, but they're kind of unsure about it, what advice would you give them? How would you encourage them to come along?
We've got a lot of members who have never played floorball before, and I think the best thing to do is just dive head first. That's what I did. You've got nothing to lose. Everyone's friendly. We're all coming from a place of wanting to learn.
Tell us a bit about the some of the rules, I suppose, for yourself. Tell us a wee bit of the rules. What are you expected to do on the court?
I mean, you know, the fundamentals of the game, it's the same of any sort of sport. It's get the ball, shoot it into the goal.
It makes it sound so easy.
That's the idea. That's the idea. It's not non-contact. It's minimal contact. So you can't just go about charging and bashing into people. So it's not your American football. It's definitely not ice hockey or anything like that. I suppose it's more like basketball in that respect. You know, a bit shoulder to shoulder, just nothing too...
A wee bit argy-bargy, but nothing more than that.
Yeah, nothing too aggressive. The sticks and the ball, they're both lightweight. So no, you can't do too much damage. So it's not like a hockey stick, but you still can injure someone. So, you know, it's about keeping the stick low. It's about a skill, you know, learning the skill of the sport so that you're not a danger to you or anyone around you. And then you'll enjoy it more as well, because then you won't hear the likes of my whistle or the referee's whistle blowing you up every 3 seconds going, no, you've messed up again. No, you shouldn't do that. Just stop. Just leave. Just get out.
You're down. Red card. Out. Yeah. Change. Get out. That's what would have happened to us.
And I believe when it comes to the duration of the game, it's not just a game of two halves like most other games in this country, is it?
Yeah, it's a game of three thirds. Once you get into the proper international level, it would be 3 20-minute periods. We play here 3 15-minute periods, just because when it gets to league level, the number of games we need to go through on a day. So again, once you get into proper elite level, you'd play one game per day, like any professional sports team. But where we are with the surfeit of teams that we have in Scotland, it's up to 3 matches a day.
Oh no, right. I'm out.
And sometimes 2 matches back to back, so it can be tiring, painful, but it's enjoyable. Just going for that 90 minutes almost solid.
I genuinely thought it was going to head in the path there of, you know, it's an hour because it costs less to rent it.
No, I was getting a bit tired just hearing it's 3 sets of 15 minutes, and then it's like 3 times a day. No. No, thank you.
Yeah, steady on.
So just going back a bit, tell us a bit about the origin of the club then. So how did this happen? How did we get to where you are today from the idea that someone had, and who had it?
So I'm fortunate, I come from the central belt where things are a bit more progressive in terms of LGBTI rights. So we haven't mentioned yet that we're an LGBTI inclusive club. We're one of about 40 or 50 that are in Scotland at the moment. And I suppose for those listening, what is an LGBTI inclusive club? Isn't every club LGBTI inclusive? The reality is, no, it's not. I think some are a lot better than others. Some have much more of a journey to go on. Some sports have much more of a journey to go on. I grew up in Cumbernauld, but it was, you know, a hop, skip and a jump, or a quick car ride from Glasgow, and I joined a club called Glasgow Frontrunners. I was one of the founders of Glasgow Frontrunners. They work with Jog Scotland and Scottish Athletics, and again, that's where I kind of met my brethren. It's where I kind of met my community and kind of really began to understand what it meant to be LGBT. I mean, I had a partner and whatnot, but I didn't have any gay friends. I hadn't surrounded myself with gay people, and I'm not saying anyone has to, but I really benefited from it. I found how I fit and whatnot. So I'm not with the same partner I was then. I'm now with my partner Craig, and we had a kind of, right, somebody, we're going to move in together, and who's going to move? You stay in Cumbernauld, I stay in Perth. And I bit the bullet and I moved to Perth. When I moved
you
here,
lost is the word. I
think a lot of people are really down in Perth. I think Perth's brilliant. It's got a lot to celebrate. But yeah, I don't think it, you know, I'm sort of looking to Claire when I say this. I think Perth's got a little bit more of a journey. I don't say that to upset anyone or offend anyone, but I think in terms of like most rural communities, it's a little behind in the curve. So when I came here, not only did I join a badminton club, Glenairn Badminton, really inclusive, you know, really friendly, welcoming club, but I was quite saddened to discover that there are no LGBTI inclusive clubs. And I set about kind of trying to discover one or invent one or create one. We reached out to Perthshire Pride, we reached out to Perth and Carnoss Council, and we also reached out to Live Active Leisure. I did a bit of a scoping exercise. There was about 20 columns on it, if you remember, and there was various sports we could choose. Why would we choose rugby if there's a really established rugby club? Why would we choose football if there's a really established football club? One of the columns was the Fraser Factor, because, of course, if I'm going to play it and support it, I also want to enjoy it and get something from it. So anyway, long story short, we really went around the houses. We considered about 40 or 50 sports, but we opted for floorball because it's a really inclusive sport. Certainly, Ruairi's touched on the Scottish element, the Scottish League. It's one of the few sports that allow men and women, or those who have no gender, to come together and enjoy sport and not worry about. It's almost like genderless, if that makes sense. Your sexual orientation is a part of it, but your gender identity is, shouldn't play any part in that. If that
doesn't
make
you a better or worse player against other people.
Listen, there's women on the pitch that can outstrip me 10 times over and more of it. And I think actually that's one of the strengths of the Perth Parrots. We've probably got about a 50-50 split in terms of male and female. And I think that's something that should be commended, and actually I think it's changed the whole culture, the whole dynamic, that sometimes toxic masculinity which you get in a lot of sports, we just don't, well, I've not seen it, that's certainly not been my experience with the Parrots. So that's really where the Parrots came from. We've been on a bit of a journey since then. COVID struck, of course, hit us like most clubs, like a bit of a freight train. But we'd only been on the go for about 6 months, so it really could not have come at a worse time. I mean, we're worried, weren't we? We really thought this could be the death knell that is, Parrots might have to start again or might have to disband. And it's been the opposite. We've seen this explosion in members. Right. We really must be doing something right. And
like
I think
people were waiting for you basically to come out of COVID and then go, right, we're back, let's do this.
I think we're offering something that's unique. I don't think there's much other offerings like ours in Perthshire. Hopefully more other clubs might consider forming, but at the moment we're the only offering, and people seem to be wanting to come and try it, and most people seem to, in fact, normally a week or two after, how do I buy a shirt, can I get a patch, and I've not got one of your water bottles, and they really begin to buy into that brand really quite quickly, which is quite affirming, if that makes sense, that you're doing something right.
Hi, my name's Joe, and I am a member of Perth Parrots.
Joe, tell me a bit about how long you've been coming here and the sort of what brought you here?
So I moved back to Perth a few years ago and I really wanted to get fit after the pandemic. I really enjoyed hockey in school, but I didn't notice there was much of a hockey presence in Perth, and also with my own experiences of doing hockey at uni, I didn't really feel like it was inclusive enough. So once I saw Parrots advertised as an inclusive sort of floorball de facto indoor hockey club, it was a no-brainer. I was straight along.
So from the club point of view then, there's obviously a real mix of people here. So in your own words, who's this for?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I would say that the sport itself is for everyone, but I would say that, the Parrots as bigger than the sport as a sort of, as an idea is for a burgeoning community in Perth of LGBTI people, it's a, in Perth there's not really been for a long time a sense of community, so it's a good way to bring allies and members of the community together
and get fit. So the Perth Social is another part of the Parrots sort of philosophy, or whatever you want to call it. Can you tell us a wee bit about the social side?
Yeah, social side's brilliant. I mean, because we're so sort of focused on training, when we are actually in sessions, you only kind of get passing conversations with people. You don't get a chance to properly gel. But the social events are, again, really inclusive, really fun. Everyone is a great laugh and gets a chance to get to know each other. So it's a really good time.
If you knew someone that was on the fence about whether they should come to this or not, what would you say to them?
Your first session's free. You've nothing to lose.
From a Perthshire Pride point of view then, where did you get involved in this? Where did you come in?
Yeah, so I'm the founder of Perthshire Pride, and Fraser had got in touch with myself back when he was trying to found the Parrots, just to kind of come to me to ask a couple of questions of what is the LGBT community like in Perth? How do we go about it? What are the barriers that we're facing?
Can you play hockey?
Can you also play? Are you interested in sport? Just kind of a lot of questions to kind of get a good grasp on what the likelihood of this was, if I knew people already that I could, put forward for the team, a lot of different things like that. And he was right. There was nothing in terms of sports for the LGBT community at all. Obviously, we do know that there's the rugby teams wouldn't send you away, or the football teams wouldn't send you away. We're not saying that at all. But we all know, and we're not going to pretend that this kind of, as you were saying, the toxic masculinity or the hyper competitiveness of sports can be a put off to people that are LGBT, especially from high school. We know that most LGBT people will end up going out of sports, and women as well. A lot of women will stop playing sports in high school for many different reasons, not too many to probably name on this podcast, but Fraser was kind of offering something that was a risk, I think, definitely a good risk to try. I thought there was no harm in it at all. I'm very competitive myself, so I was like, I will get involved. I've always played sports my life as well, and I had kind of been in a very similar experience to Fraser. I'd been away from Perth for quite a long time, and I'd come back and realised again, yeah, there was a little bit of a black hole here in terms of LGBT, like inclusivity and stuff. There wasn't really anything there for us again. And so when Fraser asked if we would get involved and try to get out to the community, I could say nothing else but yes. I thought it was a fantastic idea, and as he was saying there, it really it's really taken off now. And I think what the Perth Pirates has that a lot of other sports teams don't have is very much the social aspect of it as well. You run the socials quite often, and they're really well attended, and people that maybe aren't what you would describe as super athletic are coming back week in and week out because they've also got that social aspect of it. And they've got people that they can go and have a coffee with outside of the Perth Pirates now. And yeah, they come to training and they do the sports part of it, but it's probably the last thing on their tick box of why they come to Pirates. It's probably not, it's probably the other aspects of it.
That's it, if I must.
Yeah, like, fine, I'll do a bit of running around. But like the other aspects of it, I think, are evident when you come to see how the numbers that we're getting at the moment is unbelievable, and the mix of abilities is unbelievable as well. We really do have people that, as I say, probably haven't played sports since first year when they were forced to from their PE teachers, to the ice hockey lads that come when it's off season. They come and play with us as well, and they are unbelievable. And you know, it's a really good mix. So that's kind of how I got involved, was with Fraser coming in asking for help to push it forward, and I'm really, really glad we did.
Sounds like a massive success very quickly too, apart from COVID.
But even despite COVID,
well, yeah
exactly. It's still a massive success.
Can I just touch on one little bit that, you know, to maybe have tried to explore a little? I think what the Perth Pirates allows people, particularly from the LGBT community, and what I should say is we've also got about a 50-50 split of those who don't try as heterosexual. Mm-hmm. So because we're an LGBTI inclusive club does not mean that you have to be, we've almost turned the tables, you can't get in unless you identify as LGBTI. That's not the case.
Yeah.
And that should be celebrated as well. We've got a lot of people that come along, and for them LGBT identity is not an issue. But for us, we've created this safe space for people who are on that journey of accepting themselves and finding themselves, and probably where I was when I was with Front Runners and really understood what I got from that group. But it allows them to be their authentic self. And what does that mean? That means that they leave all that stigma and baggage, and where they check themselves and they think about what they say before they say it. They just come in there themselves. And you see people come alive at the Pirates.
Yeah.
That's maybe their only chance that week, or you know, that fortnight or that month, where they can come and be for an hour or 2 hours and not worry about reaction or what someone might say, or is this going to get back to family members, or mm-hmm. and if it does, who cares? And so you know, for me, that's that element of authenticity that we offer that I think a lot of other clubs who have been long established will always struggle with. Because we are in almost in the majority, and that's quite unique.
Yeah.
And it's really quite important to emphasise that as well, because I think it's easy to read LGBT, you know, inclusive or whatever, and then, yeah, you're right, the heterosexuals are like, well, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. But that is not the case. That is absolutely not the case here at all. And actually, that's should be where we're heading, isn't it? As a mm-hmm. as a world, as a race, is where we should be aiming for. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Just get involved and be with each other.
I think for me, that's the thing. And it can be a difficult phrase to say sometimes, of, you know, it doesn't matter that you're LGBTI, because it doesn't. Of course, it does. You know, that's who you are. That's how you identify. But when you're all in the same rink, you're all holding the same stick and trying to chase the same ball, that's the interest for that two-hour session. Mm. It's, can you listen to my instruction? You know, can you do what you're told, please? And it just doesn't matter, you know, who they are, where they've come from, what they're doing, because they're all there for that one thing. And I think, you know, the point that Claire's making as well of the range of abilities is interesting as well, because yeah, a lot of the members we've got have only started coming since about January, and the rate of development on some of them, and you see them coming along, and yeah, it probably is the last thing in their checklist for some of them, but they do keep coming back and they are getting better because they're putting in that effort, because they want to get better, because they're around other people who want to get better. And there's no differentiation between, you know, oh well, you're male, you're a female, you're gay. No one knows. It doesn't. No one cares. Again, for those 2 hours, because all they care about is, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to do better than you.
I'm going to beat you with a stick. Yeah. No, it's really such a powerful statement to say that, to have a club that you can genuinely say that, you know, and yeah, absolutely fantastic. If it wasn't for all the running about and sporty things, I'd be in.
Did we tell you about our social nights?
Actually, on the point of social nights thing, give us a few, like, what sort of things are we talking? Give us a quick rundown of what the sort of social events you've ran in the past.
Yeah, we were a bit of a social cavalcade of events, you know. Well, if we talk about Saturday night, it's probably like our gay Christmas. We've just celebrated Eurovision. We had a Eurovision party on Saturday night. We had about 50 people. Great night.
Second place too.
Absolutely. But not all of our events include alcohol. I think often they're within the LGBT community, and I think we maybe benefit from this in Perth. We don't have a scene as such. And often there, you know, alcohol is woven into it. And of course, there were a few sherbets had on Saturday night, but not all of our events involve alcohol. In fact, the majority don't. So we've been walking in Pitlochry. We went up Benvaki. We've been to Dunkeld. We've done socially distanced softball. Mm-hmm. We've hosted quizzes. We're going kayaking in the Tay with Willowgate later summer. Man. We've been up to Perth College. We went indoor rock climbing. Yeah. We played foot golf just a couple of weeks ago. Partly, I should mention Calmac Ferries, because they gave us a nice little bung of just under £1,000, which have helped us subsidise that. So either the events we're hosting are heavily subsidised or completely free. And there's always one or two free spots for maybe those who are out of work or those who are at college or uni. So, you know, we're quite keen, and it's one of our kind of parts of our vision is that, you know, finance shouldn't be a barrier to accessing our offering. But we also know that not everyone wants to play floorball. And that's okay, but they still want to be part of the Parrots. And what we've also found is people won't want to play floorball. It's the last thing on their mind, but they come along and they meet Claire and they meet Rudy and they meet Fraser and they go, I'll never go back. No. Tell me a little bit more about floorball, and you begin to tell them a little bit more, and before you know it, the next Tuesday they've appeared at training. So actually for us, it's been a vehicle to get people to actually join the club. So it's a kind of... Yeah. It wasn't done on purpose, but it's been a really good way of getting folk involved.
Yeah. And it really helps that our merch looks amazing.
Oh, it does.
So people really want to get our stuff.
And I actually remember the yard, wasn't it, that we first encountered you mob. And it was a logo. You couldn't miss it. Those massive flags. And you're like, what is this? And it didn't matter what it was. It just, you attracted that attention. Of course, then speaking to you, that just continued on. And it's captivating.
Can't wait to see the team shirts, the strips that you've got designed and organised. Oh, yes. Can't wait to see them when they're out as well.
So we're starting to measure for them now. We are planning a kit launch, again, for us, quite excitedly. And it was actually Anna that had made the suggestion, and I think Anna should be credited for it. We probably will take some stick for it. There'll be a few eyebrows raised and a few... but we now have pronouns on our sleeve. We proudly say who we are. And a lot of people don't quite understand why, but I mean, you came and took part in our welcome circle. You know, not only did we do intimations about what social we're having and where we're going for a drink next week, but we also introduce everyone, and importantly, we tell everyone our pronouns, and that creates a really safe and welcoming space for those who are trans and intersex, who are probably not thinking about sexual orientation. They're thinking about gender and how they might be labelled or mislabelled, misgendered. And actually, we've got a really good representation of trans and intersex people, and long may that continue. And I think that's a real positive for us. Through the welcome circle, we're important to our club that we obviously introduce ourselves, we give each other our pronouns. So my name's Fraser, and my pronouns are he and him.
Jimmy, he, him.
Rory, he, him.
James, he, him.
Alan, he, him.
Bob, he, him. Ryan, he, him.
Nick, he, him.
Carly, she, her.
Joseph, he, him.
Atlas, he, him.
LA, she, her.
Alex, he, him.
Rebecca, she, they.
I think, though, going back to the pronouns thing, that's an important aspect for some people, because people like ourselves, where pronouns is, you know, not something that's in our everyday vocabulary, it's a concern. It's a, real concern that we misgender someone. And sometimes you just have that doubt in your head and you end up throwing in gender neutral things instead as well. So I think it's a great idea personally.
And mistakes happen. I mean, I've done it myself.
I've done it.
The heat, the heat of the game, and you're and you misgender someone, and you know that very quick apology and the correct gender term, and we move on. And you know, we've never had an issue with it. And you know, I genuinely think we are ahead of the curve. You know, you're beginning to see, particularly on a professional level, you know, people are beginning to put it on. You go on a Zoom call, and not only does it say their name, but it says their pronouns. You, it's on their email signature and, you know, that type of thing. But very few, if I don't think I've seen any sports teams with it on their sleeve. We are wearing diversity. We're showing you who we are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're going to take some stick for it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't give a jot. I don't care less, because it works, and it works for the Parrots. And if it works for us, then we're doing something right.
If you're offended by it, I think you've got to be pretty shallow as well. Does it actually affect you? No.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, like you said with your social stuff, looking at your quarterly newsletter that you sent me, there's so much in there. And it's not just the social events as well. It's like integrating with all the other organisations as well. So you've got Andy's Man Club in there. You've got, I can't read that now.
Do you want my specs?
Yeah. But yeah, you've got Andy's Man Club, you've got the Live Active stuff, you've got your sponsorship stuff. That is, people are really getting behind this. And that's exciting. That must be really exciting for you as well.
I think to have Strathairn and Bankfoot, another big plug, but two local businesses, two Perthshire-based businesses that have in some way saw our vision, saw where we want to go, and they want to jump on that train and be part of it. Yes, there's our monetary value, but for us, I actually think it's the kudos, it's the gravitas, it's the... I mean, we could have shirts and have no sponsor on it, and I don't think it would give us the same platform. It almost shows that, well, they're a serious team because they've got a sponsor on their shirt. And as daft and as crazy as that might sound, I think that's a really important step, and it shouldn't be understated. I think that's another tick on our tick sheet. It's on our three-year vision. It's on our, you know, we wanted to begin to not be as dependent on funding applications, and we don't want to have to run to the council or Live Active for a handout here. We actually want to be self-sustaining, and we're definitely on route for that. Don't get me wrong, I think there'll always be a place for a little community grant here or there, but it's about making sure that we are a sustainable, because maybe the funding model might change in a year or two, and that might dry up, or that, you know, we're on route for a recession, so maybe the abundance of funding applications might dry. So it's about making sure that we are nimble enough to navigate that. And yeah, the sponsors are a great addition to, and I'm sure are delighted that they're on their shirt, and will look forward to the news. We obviously showed you our new Snazzy shirt.
We've seen them.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the podcast will eventually go out, but
that's up to Stoney.
When you said to the designer us a shirt, I said, you know, when people come, I don't want there to be any dubiety over, you know, who's the Parrots. There could be 100 teams in the hall, and they'll all know who the Parrots are. They're undeniable. And we haven't had any bad reactions. I think everyone thinks, wow, that's some shirt, and it really is.
That you're right, there'll be no missing information. We only saw the 2D version of it on a flat bit of paper. No, it'll be fab.
So you mentioned a couple of times about your vision. So you've got a 1 year and a 3 year plan for the Parrots. And when we spoke to you last week, you were saying you're well ahead of where you expected to be by this point. Are you able to tell us a bit about the...
So I brought my laminated. I like doing a bit of laminating. So I brought my laminated vision. So elements of it, you know, we're looking to create a pathway into sport for the LGBT community. Done. Tick. Yeah. We're looking to, you know, create an element of wider and additional social activity for the LGBT community. Tick. We want to be a visible role model, and we want to champion inclusion in sport. Job done. Switch the lights out. Off we go home. But for us, it's wider than that. So elements of tournament strips. Might sound easy, but you've got to find funding. You've got to find someone that's going to, you know, cater for all sizes. Of course, we're a mixed gendered team, so that's not as easy as it might sound. Getting a design, and you know, so even just the tournament strips, it's probably taken us about 6 months to get there alone. Competitive opportunities. Well, our ambition is to join the league, and we're planning to do it in September. You know, I almost get a bit emotional sometimes about thinking about it. If we thought 3 years ago that we were going to be joining the league in 2022, I'd have laughed at you. I didn't think we were there. And we are, you know, I was going to use a Scottish measurement, but because it's a family show, but being myself, but, I think you all know the fact that the Scottish measurement is on there. But we are a millimetre away from entering the Scottish League. And again, while that comes with some apprehension, I think any team would be apprehensive. You know, a huge accolade, a huge feather in our cap. And actually, we're the only LGBT football team in Scotland and the UK. I can say that with confidence. The rest of the world, we're not quite sure yet. I'm sure there's other LGBTI teams, but in Europe and the continent, there's a lot of LGBTI hubs. So they don't have a club, they have a hub, and that hub will offer 20 or 30 sports. So it's a completely different offering. And in the UK, we seem to be, you have to be a team, you can't, or it's a lot less likely for it to be a, you know, so we would offer rugby, football. How they manage to do all those sports, I have no clue. But of course, what they don't do is then hone that sport.
Yeah.
And it's less likely that they then hone that sport and go into a competitive element and play with mainstream clubs.
So they'll never get to that stage of being able to do that. Yeah.
And off we go. One exciting thing to tell you about, just to completely dominate the conversation.
just mute him.
And it was actually Joe had mentioned, I can't even remember how it came into one of our WhatsApp groups, but Joe had said, you know, talking about, like, I can't even remember what you said, it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I was like, touché, we're already 3 steps ahead of you. There's a thing in Europe called the Eurogames. It's licensed by the European Lesbian and Gay Sports Federation, or the EGLSF for short. It's a bit like the Gay Olympics. So there's the World Out Games and the World Gay Games. Actually, Eurogames, because it's very easy for Europeans to travel and, you know, relatively short distance at a relatively small cost. So the games are much bigger in Europe. We hope to field a team next year, and we're off to Switzerland. It'll be the first floorball LGBT team ever. So we'll have a Scottish floorball team playing from the Parrots, formed from the Parrots. That shows you the level we're getting to. That shows you the impact we're making. And again, it's about that visibility and positive role model and all the things that we'll hopefully get from that. If we send 6 people, to me, that's a big achievement. Mm-hmm. We come back with nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, but for me, and I keep saying this to people, normally we're a few pints, but every time the Parrots go on the pitch, we win. So we
oh, he's jinxed it now.
My view differs.
We were friendly with our friends from Fife Thunder 2 Saturdays ago. We'll not talk about the score.
I know it.
It wasn't very close, and we didn't win. But again, what we need to remember is we fielded our entire team. We didn't select our A team, and that's not a dig at anyone in particular. But you know, we wanted to give everyone a shot. We wanted to give everyone an insight into what the level was. And again, you know, everyone left really buoyant, and you know, their heads weren't down. They all really enjoyed themselves. Every time the Parrots played, we win. And it's a cliche. It's really cheesy and corny. But it's true, it's a fact.
It's about the stepping on the field rather than the actual score.
And it's just needs to remember about why have we like actually come to being? Is it to be really hyper competitive and win absolutely everything?
Yes.
I mean, that would be great. Like, that would be great, but there's another aspect to this that goes deeper, and that is obviously the inclusion of people that don't normally get an inclusive space in sports, and that's what we are doing as well. So that's it is corny to say every time we do we win, but you know, it's what is our goals, what is our objectives, and I think we do that, and winning helps, like the score obviously helps, but you know, sometimes if it's not the only thing that matters.
And Claire talked about the fitness element and the shape, you know, and you know, the imagery, and but you know, but people are always conscious about themselves. I don't think they are at the Parrots. I think we have created that safe space. Just come and play sport. And the reality is there are people playing sport with the Parrots who would not be accessing sport otherwise. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't be accessing the physical benefits. But more importantly for me, the reduction of social isolation, the, you know, topping up their mental health, all these things that actually often we don't think about. We play to win and we want to bleed from the nose and the ears and play at all costs and win at all costs. But actually it's all
coaches
these,
like, yep.
Intangibles that's harder to measure. There's no ups and downs, you know, there's no reds and greens, but these are some of the benefits the Perth Parrots offer, and every week.
And, absolutely. But that's why we've been able to make the progress in the plan that we have, why some of the elements have been able to move forward, because people just feel so confident and so able to come along and do what they want to do, because they feel empowered to do so. And that's why, you know, joining the league was not on the cards for next year at all. But again, just the rate of improvement and development that everyone's shown, it's gone, okay, well, actually, we can do it. You know, I played for Fife for 10 years before coming here, because I live here, so it's much easier to travel 2 miles than it is 40. And yeah, so going from a team that's just gone a couple of tournaments undefeated to coming to Perth is a shift. But again, there's teams that have entered the league before that went the first season and didn't win a single game, and then the next season climbed halfway up the table, and then the next season won the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that's what we're going to do, but there's a path there that we can follow. There's a almost a role model, a template that we can follow. And then if we're a template for someone else, either if it's another team, because we do want to grow the sport generally, if it's another team, if it's another LGBTI team, then so be it. You know, there's so many positive branches that we can make just from existing and participating and being seen to participate.
Mm-hmm. It's not all about winning.
Well, sometimes it is.
To be fair, I did hear about that other game the other week that if it wasn't for the 18 goals the other team scored,
let's talk about the score.
I wasn't in goals for that game, so that's why. You know, I was on holiday, so
there'd be 17 goals for one
anyway. Exactly, makes a difference.
My name's Anna. I'm the club secretary as well as one of the goalkeepers and just general fun member.
So how did you come to be involved in Perth Pirates?
Originally, I'm one of the Perthshire Pride people. Not anymore, but I was before. And Fraser asked us if we'd want to be involved. And it just sounded like a lot of fun. And we came along. There wasn't a lot of people to start off with. And it's just gained just momentum. And as it's so accessible to absolutely everyone, from non-binary, transgender, women, men, anybody really. It's a fantastic group.
So were you into sports before, like team sports and things like that?
Yeah, I played rugby and football beforehand and kind of gave it up after like realising that I was too old to do it. My body did not want me to do it. And then kind of thought, well, why can't I do it? So decided that I would go out of my comfort zone after about 10 years of not playing any sport and just decided to do it. And this actually got me starting playing rugby again. So I play rugby on a Wednesday and this on a Tuesday, and it's fantastic.
You don't want to get the two of them mixed up, do you?
No, I don't want to tackle like that. It's all abilities. So basically, you come here and you've never even held one of the sticks and you've never seen one of the balls or anything like that. We have that here. There are people like that here. We were all that person at the very beginning. I had no idea what floorball was. And honestly, you don't feel judgment here at all. It's just, let's go and have some fun. There's no like competitiveness at the moment for this. We do want to get into the league, but that doesn't mean anybody can't join. And you probably find out that you're really, really good at something that you never knew you were good at before.
From a coach's point of view, what do you expect from someone coming to the Pirates for the first time?
In the nicest way possible, nothing. I don't expect anything from anyone. Because we've seen so many people from so many levels of ability, you know, people who have never played a team sport before, someone who's never held a stick other than to throw it for their dog before. So you know, there's that, and then, yeah, there's people that have played ice hockey. So you've got such a range. So in terms of ability, nothing. It's more about commitment. You know, it's about attitude. It's you've come along, so you want to do it. You want to see if you can take part. So what I'm expecting is just, it's effort, and it's what I've expected any other sport I've done, any other club I've been at. I don't really care how good you are, because skills can be developed. I care about how committed you're going to be. If you want to keep playing, if you want to get to a level, then it's participate, it's be part of the group and
show up,
yeah, and just do your best, whatever level your best is. Just put it in, because that's how you'll enjoy it more. And I suppose from the side of allies who come along, so the LGBT allies, it's to be an ally. It's to, you know, again, for all that we've been saying earlier, no one really knows, you know, how anyone identifies, other than if you can read your sleeve and see there's your gender identity. but for the allies, it's to be an ally, to be an active ally, both there at training, but also when you're not. You know, think about, you can go online and you can see the torture that people go through. You know, there's with the, again, not assuming when this is going to come out, but with the openly gay footballer that's come out for Blackpool.
Jack Daniels. No, I keep saying Jack Daniels. Jake Daniels. That was a Freudian slip.
And he's trying to say the social club.
Jack Daniels. Jake Daniels.
The social club's not about booze.
the horror, the bile that's spewed out online is matched by the good stuff that comes. So again, it's about being seen to be that
being
ally.
The good stuff. To sound a bit like Almighty, Bruce Almighty, you know, be the miracle. As we all said, be the good.
So be that, actually, be good, I suppose. be your best, both in terms of ability and in terms of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Who are the parrots for? What kind of person is it for?
I think people that really, really want to get back into sports, that love sports, but never felt that sports was maybe for them. I think it's that. I don't think it's for if you're gay or if you're straight. I don't see it as that at all. I just think it's for people like me who loved sports as a kid and a teenager, that kind of fell out of it for multitudes of reasons and can come into an inclusive place now, still be competitive, still have that drive and the want for like fitness and to hang out with like a really good group of people.
I guess one of the most important things is, how does someone get involved?
So we're incredibly active on social media. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we're with the feed of at Perth Parrots. You can email us at perthparrots @gmail.com. Reach out, find out a little bit more about us. I think we really show you what you're getting if you go on our social media stream, so give you a good insight into some of the things that we've been up to. We train on a Tuesday night at Bell Sports Centre. We train from 6 till 8. Your first session's free, always a good plug. It's normally £6 for an adult and £4 for a concession, so someone who's a student or out of work. We give you all the equipment, all the training. All you need to do is wear some comfy sports kit, some indoor shoes, and I always say bring something to drink because it can be quite thirsty work. Other than that, we'll do the rest. And I'd be gobsmacked. We have very few people, I can't really think of many, if any, that have turned up and went, I'm not really sure this is for me. It's just such an enjoyable sport. The first bit with the training, you see people kind of, about a couple of weeks in, begin to really enjoy it. But it's the game element. That's where people really begin to come alive. And, you don't need to have played before. It's complete beginners right through to folk that are ready to, win the league type thing. It's open to everyone.
And on that note, let's wrap up episode 36. Perth Parrots, everyone, thanks for coming in, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And that's it. Usual deal. Like.
Subscribe.
What's the other one?
Tell your friends.
That's the one. I always forget that one.